Today on Introductions, our guests are the members of the Palatine High School Concert Choir, who last year performed at the White House as part of their holiday celebrations. They were invited back again this year, but instead decided to spend some time here in our Levin Performance Studio, where they'll perform a program of music for our own holiday celebration after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. Our guests here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio are the members of the Palatine High School Concert Choir, directed by Stephen Sivak. The ensemble has traveled around the world, including to London a few years ago, and in a few days, they'll cruise to the Caribbean for a tour. But especially notable is a performance at the White House that they gave last year as part of their holiday celebrations. In fact, they were invited back again this year, but turned down the White House to perform for us here on WFMT. Let's hear some music now, performed by the Palatine High School Concert Choir. Palatine High School Concert Choir, that was Sing We Now of Christmas. They were conducted, and we heard on piano Stephen Sivak, their director. And I welcome to the microphone now 16-year-old junior Becca Yunt. Welcome to WFMT, Becca.
Thank you.
Thanks for performing for us in the studio today. So tell us more about Palatine High School.
Palatine is a northwest suburb of Chicago. We have 2,500 students in the school. Our choir is an 80-student audition group made up of junior and senior girls and sophomore through senior boys.
So how long have you personally been in the choir?
I've been in the choir since my freshman year, but there are three different levels of choir. So I've been in the concert choir for 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Well, very well-established choir program. I'm sure you're all very proud of it. And so far, it sounds amazing. So we're excited to have you here. You're going to continue this set with two more pieces. What are we going to hear?
Our next song will be Patapan, an 8-part a cappella arrangement by Alf Hocum. And the next song after that will be the 1952 Ralph Blaine song, Going on a Sleigh Ride. And our percussionist will be Ryan Blahovdi, also a junior.
Here again is the Palatine High School Concert Choir.
Take your tambourine.
Palatine High School Concert Choir performing for us from our Levin Performance Studio, this special holiday program. Their conductor and director and also on piano is Steven Sivak. And I welcome to the microphone now 16-year-old junior member of the ensemble, Ian Hoffman. Is being in choir as much fun as it looks like?
Yeah, it definitely is. My favorite part of being in choir is that I get to hang out with my best friends, you know, like all day because I'm in three different groups, so we get to, you know, do a lot of stuff together, and we perform a lot.
You're in three different groups.
Yeah.
So how do you arrange your schedule to be in all of them?
Well, I had to you know, drop a lot of classes so I could take this stuff, but it was definitely worth it.
Uh-huh. So it you make a lot of sacrifices to be in choir.
Yeah.
But it's definitely worth it. Mm-hmm. We're hearing a wonderful holiday program so far this hour, but what kind of repertoire do you perform outside of the holidays?
Well, we perform, we've done some pop stuff. Like last year we did Africa by Toto. We did a choir arrangement of that. And we do a lot of pop stuff. We do some other like classical stuff.
Well, let's continue to the next set. What are we going to hear next?
Next we're going to bring out our auditioned vocal jazz group called Midnight Blues. It's a 33-member vocal jazz group, and we're going to be performing a Paris Rutherford arrangement of the Christmas Waltz featuring soloist Julie Hoadley and Jeremy Olson. And then we're going to do a Kirby Shaw arrangement of Up on the Housetop. We're also going to bring out the Guys! Exclamation Point. It's our 9-member a cappella men's group, and we're going to be performing a 9-part straight note chaser arrangement of Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
So these two groups that we're going to hear, everybody is also a member of the concert choir we just heard.
They're smaller groups from within the concert choir.
Well, let's continue now with the Midnight Blues and the Guys. They are all members of the Palatine High School Concert Choir. Stephen Sivak directing.
Oh, ho, 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 who would it go? Ho, 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 who would it go? Join the triumph of the skies with angelic hosts proclaim. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn. Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Two smaller vocal groups from Palatine High School. We just heard The Guys, nine members of The Guys, in an a cappella version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Before that, we heard The Midnight Blues, a 33-member ensemble in Up on a Housetop, an a cappella version. And before that, they started that set with The Christmas Waltz, featuring soloists Julie Hoadley and Jeremy Olson. And we're going to continue now by speaking to two seniors of the choir, Abby Miller and Ryan Lebo. This is a group that gets invited to travel all around the world, and I understand that in a few days you'll be taking off again. So where will you be going?
Mr. Sivak worked on a cruise ship for part of his life, and he wanted to share his experience with us. So when the opportunity presented itself to perform on a cruise ship like he did, we took it instead of going to the White House.
We should clarify that you were invited back to the White House, but you will be going on this new adventure instead.
Yes.
And it's a cruise, but you will be working on this cruise, singing on the cruise ship and also some various ports of call. So what advice has Mr. Sivak given you about performing for this audience?
Well, whenever we perform, you know, it's always about, like, I don't know, being happy and making people smile. And we just want to get our sound out. And it's all about just showing like what we can do and sharing our voice and experience for others.
It doesn't sound like it takes too much effort to be happy and to smile in this group. Is that a fair assessment?
No. You know, when we... when I walk into class, I feel at home because we all know each other and we do something different from every other person in the school. We have something that no one else can do, and it's special.
Well, before we take a break, we're going to hear two selections from your upcoming tour. What are we going to hear?
We'll be singing Rossini's William Tell Overture, arranged by Julie Eshleman, and The Awakening, written by Joseph M. Martin.
The Awakening is our favorite song to sing. The dynamic changes in the song are brilliant and breathtaking, and the piano, as well as the vocal parts, are both challenging and require a lot of practice to create an interpretation that will leave our audience with goosebumps.
This piece is perfect in the sense that it contains tight harmonies and bold unison parts. With such a strong personal message, The Awakening seems to open the eyes of not only the performers, but also the listeners.
We hope you enjoy our rendition of The Awakening.
And remember to never let music die in you and let your spirit forever sing.
Thank you to Abby Miller and Ryan Lebo, and the Palatine High School Concert Choir will continue now in the William Tell Overture and a cappella version, and then The Awakening, here on 98.7 WFMT.
Bye-bye.
sampling of music from the Palatine High School Concert Choir's upcoming tour to the Caribbean. We just heard The Awakening, and that was preceded by an a cappella version of the William Tell Overture. And we're going to post the entire list of music, including composer and arranger information, on our website, WFMTintroductions.com, which is also where you can listen to this program again and audition to perform on Introductions. We're coming to you from the Levin Performance Studio at WFMT, and we also welcome your comments. Our address is introductions@WFMT.com, and we invite you to find us on Facebook to receive updates and news about WFMT's programming. Let's take a short break now. When we come back, we'll hear some more music performed by the Palatine High School Concert Choir. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. If you're just joining us, we're in WFMT's Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio, and our guests are the members of the Palatine High School Concert Choir, directed by Steve Sivak, who is also conducting and also performing piano for us this hour. Last year, they performed at the White House. They've also performed in London, and in a few days are off to another tour to the Caribbean. And I'd like to welcome to the microphone now Mitch Parabek, a 17-year-old member of the ensemble. Mitch, I'm looking at the ensemble right now, and you're all wearing Palatine High School t-shirts, and they're not all choir t-shirts. I see Palatine basketball, lacrosse, marching band. Is it typical for a member of the choir to be so busy?
Yes, it is. It is very actually typical for there to be a very big diversity of people in the choir. Me, myself, I was a person started off in choir who hated people in choir. And I've grown to love every part of choir.
Uh-huh.
And it's become my second family.
So before you joined choir, what did you expect choir people to be like, and then how were they different?
I expected them to be singing and dancing geeks, not very cool people, but these are some of the best people in the school, and I wouldn't trade any of them for anybody else.
Well, we're going to continue this holiday program with a song by Tom Lehrer.
Yes, we're going to hear Hanukkah in Santa Monica. The song was originally written for Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion radio show in 1990 and arranged in 2007 for choir, with Justin Lebo playing the solo clarinet. When we sing the song in concert, we dance and move during the dance break and even lift a chair up like they do at a bar mitzvah. I enjoy the fact that our choir sings a variety of ethnic music, reflecting the diversity of our school and the choir itself.
Arizona, and your people, it's a song.
Tom Lehrer's Hanukkah in Santa Monica, performed by the Palatine High School Concert Choir. We heard Ryan Blahovdi on percussion and clarinetist Justin Lebo. Next, we're going to continue with Carol of the Bells, and I'd like to welcome 16-year-old Liam Reynolds up to the microphone now, because before we talk about Carol of the Bells, I want to hear all about the White House visit last year. How did this happen?
Well, we auditioned, and we sent in a CD to the White House, and they okayed us, and we head on down. But unfortunately, we only had about 9 days to plan the trip.
You had to plan the entire trip in 9 days?
Yeah, it was a little hectic.
So what did you sing for them?
We sang several things, but most importantly, we learned Carol of the Bells and Hanukkah in Santa Monica.
Uh-huh.
But we learned those all within a few days, and it was just absolutely crazy memorizing them within about 50 minutes for an entire period.
So overall, what was it like performing in the White House? Where exactly did you perform?
We performed in the main entrance hall as a bunch of guests walked through for the open house, and it was absolutely amazing. Just seeing all the people coming in and seeing their faces light up.
Did you have any special guests in attendance at this performance of the White House?
I don't believe so, but we were told to quiet down halfway through our set because President Obama had to make an address.
Oh, I see. So they had some other priorities that day, but I'm sure you gave a wonderful performance at the White House, as we just heard. There probably wasn't a whole lot of room to do the hora in the middle of Hanukkah in Santa Monica, was there?
Unfortunately, no, but we did have kazoos.
Oh, perfect. I think that makes up for it. So next, we're going to hear a song that you performed in the White House, Carol of the Bells. Tell us about this arrangement.
It's a great arrangement. It's a cappella, and it's just so much fun to do because it just melts all together, and you can't even tell where one part ends and one part begins. It's just absolutely amazing.
Well, here again is the Palatine High School Concert Choir on Introductions. Continuing this special holiday edition of Introductions, the Palatine High School Concert Choir in an arrangement of Carol of the Bells. And we're going to post all the composer and arranger information on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com, and you'll see Palatine High School at the very top of the page. And we welcome to the microphone now 17-year-old Sonia Johansson and 16-year-old Dalma DeBoos to introduce the next set. But first, how long have you both been in the choir?
Well, I've been in choir ever since freshman year.
And I used to be in choir in junior high, and I really wanted to join in high school, but I'm really shy about singing in front of people by myself, so I waited until this year.
So did being in choir make you more confident?
Yeah, definitely, and confidence is key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I met Dalma at the end of last year, and I heard that she really liked to sing, so I kept trying to convince her to join, and finally she decided to audition.
Yeah, I guess it worked, because at the end of last year, I did audition, and I made it into concert choir.
Oh, so you're relatively new to choir.
Yeah, definitely.
So already in a year, could you speak more about what you learned from choir, in addition to an appreciation of music, which we would expect, and musicianship? Clearly, the confidence was a big factor. What else do you learn from it?
Well, you have to learn to get along with people around you. Like, even if you don't know them, you have to get to know them. And memorizing music, you have to be able to do that right away, too.
So if you don't know your part, you're really letting everybody else down.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's continue to the next set. What are we going to hear next?
We're including some great arrangements of Disney songs when we perform at Disney World on New Year's Day.
From The Lion King, Elton John's The Circle of Life, sung by our choir with percussionist Ryan Blahovdi.
A sampling of music from a concert that the Palatine Concert Choir will give in just a few days at Walt Disney World. They're about to leave for a tour around the Caribbean. And we have just a few more minutes left in this program, and I welcome to the microphone now 17-year-old Bridie Damish to introduce this final set for us. But before we do that, Bridie, you are a senior.
That's correct.
So you have a lot of experience in the choir. Say you're speaking right now to somebody listening in eighth grade who's kind of on the fence about whether to join choir when they get to high school. What would you say to them?
I'd say that it's a great way to boost your confidence. If I hadn't done choir all 4 years, I would not be the person that I am today. It's a very uplifting class. And you know, besides getting to go to all these cool places and meeting all these great people, It's really something that you can internalize and take with you for the rest of your life. It's great life experience.
So how would high school have been different if there was no music program?
It would be quite awful. you know, I feel like so blessed to have just this really, really amazing established choir program here. And I know that not all schools are quite as lucky as we are, and you know, I just it amazes me.
You're going to end this hour with two holiday songs. What are we going to hear?
Our final selections will be an exciting arrangement of Jingle Bells and a stunning arrangement of Auld Lang Syne arranged for the Swingle Singers, featuring soloist Emily Smith. On behalf of all of us, we'd like to thank WFMT for inviting us to sing our concert and to everyone at home who invited us into their homes for Christmas. All our best wishes for a happy and healthy new year.
Ending this performance by the Palatine High School Concert Choir, we heard Auld Lang Syne featuring soloist Emily Smith, and that was preceded by a very exciting arrangement, a cappella arrangement of Jingle Bells. Thank you all for performing for us this hour. Best of luck on your upcoming travels and a very exciting year ahead for you. Visit our website to listen to this program again, www.wfmtintroductions.com. That's also where you can easily audition to perform on this program by uploading an MP3 file or sending us your YouTube video. We also welcome your comments. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com, and we encourage you to find us on Facebook to receive up-to-the-minute updates on WFMT's programming. Steven Sivek is the director of the Palatine High School Concert Choir, and Kyle Cartwright is the assistant director. We'd like to thank our percussionist for this hour, Ryan Blahovdi, and our clarinetist, Justin Lebo. The choir could not have traveled to WFMT studios without the help of our chaperones, Mary Kay Travers and Betsy Reynolds. We'd also like to thank the principal of Palatine High School, Gary Steiger, and assistant principal, Mike Alder, as well as superintendent, Dr. Nancy Robb, for letting us borrow their choir today. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. The engineer today was Peter Serbin, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vida. Special thanks also to Sam Willis for his assistance. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions, and we hope that you'll join us again next week here on WFMT.